Kutvach, and I also want to extend, first of all, my Yasher Koyach to Reb David and his Rebbetzin for the work they're putting into hosting us time and again. I was saved part of my office, and Al Atzara Yosef Toiv. I want to thank everybody for coming. It's very meaningful to us. Like I always say, Chinuch, in a big term, is not about what goes on Beis Medrash. It's what happens 5 years later, 10 years later, 15 years later. And Baruch Hashem, it's always pleasant to see how people are growing and raising their families and things like that. It's a tremendous chizuk, because when you're in the actual, you know, when you're involved in the Dalet Amos of the Beis Medrash, you only see what's here and now. And Baruch Hashem, you see, you know, the payers of the Shiva years, and it's extremely gratifying. I just thank everybody for making the effort and coming. Baruch Hashem, things in Shiva are moving forward. The Koiler of Rangel is putting a tremendous amount of work. Sai Begashmi, Sai Beruchnius. He raises the money for the Koiler today, and he also invests himself in the Limud and so on. And it's made a tremendous difference there. There are a big chabur, at least for Zilberspink size, of people sitting and learning seriously. It's a big chizuk, Baruch Hashem. It's also, the high school is growing tremendously. The yeshiva alumni who now are part and parcel of the town, and their kids are filling the school, and our incoming class was 7th grade, 30 kids? How many kids was it?
Over 30 kids.
Over 30 kids was the incoming 7th grade, and that's what the classes look like from here onwards. The high school is now like 120 kids playing her and growing. It's and a lot of them are. I mean, Ari has a kid there, and Radnan Kotel, Raf Kotel has a kid there, and you know, it's a second door, and plus people who were yonik from the yeshiva, they were part of it, you know, they were affiliated with the yeshiva. It's that generation. They've made their own kehillah, their Torah kehillah, and that's doing very well, Baruch Hashem. It's you know, a lot of the seeds that were sown 20 some odd years ago is now.
Many odd years.
What? Yeah, many odd
years. Definitely odd years.
No, well, 23 odd years of sowing seeds. Baruch Hashem, a lot, it's coming to fruition in a very nice way. I mean, they've, you know, you see the tzura of the kids you see today in the street, and the tzura of the kids running around. It's a whole different tzura. Baruch Hashem, it's been tremendous, bracha. I want to speak a little bit about the Kuda in Hanukkah. The Rambam, when he speaks about, he introduces Hanukkah, and like in all halachas, the Rambam starts with a general definition, and then he goes to specifics. So he gives a hakdama b'vayishen shemolch yavon and so on. That's there simply because there's no sefer written on Hanukkah. There's no official sefer written on Hanukkah. It's not like Megillas Esther. So he starts with a history. That's fine. Then he says, and you know, they couldn't find the Bach Shemin and so on. And he says like this, Mipneze hiskinu chachom shabai sedar, shushmoines yom eilu shetchilos and chamish vesem kislev, imei simcha vahalo, umadlikim bemneres be'erev al pischei abotim cholayla v'layla. So the Rambam defines, this is the definition. These are not the details. The definition of the mitzvah is to light neres on the Pesach Habayis. If I were writing in Lechur Mekufya, the mitzvah was to light Neiris every night. That's the core mitzvah. Where to do it? First of all, Pesach Habayis, I mean, Nesakon, and he moved it inside. And there's a lot of protim, like just heard what's called the bias. Is it where you eat? Is it where you sleep? Is it one day? Is it 8 days? That's a lot of details. That belongs. So Lechur, logically, it should have said, that's why they were kaveh to light 8 days. And then when he starts doing the protein, v'heichan madlika, and the mos, just like what time? He doesn't say they were kaveh to light every night from the beginning of Ashras and that. He leaves that all for details. This seems as if Pesach Habayis is the core of the mitzvah. It's not a detail how to do something about it. It's also a very interesting makom. Doesn't really say why the Pesach Habayis. It's, I mean, if it had to be dugma to the Heichel, it would have been inside the house somewhere. So when we light in Beis Medrash, it is say it does have a makom that's connected the general direction where it would have been in Eichel. This is Pesach Bayis. Doesn't really have a clear. I mean, a lot of nice drushes about it. The mezuzah b'tzad yamin and this b'tzad small. I mean, that's what it says. But why taka is the mitzvah? What's the Pesach Bayis over here? Why is that the mitzvah here? I could understand it. I mean, the main mitzvah is pirsumenisa, so it should be outside, but near a house or something. But what's the Indian over here? That's an akud I'd like to think a little bit about. The Rambam also says in the beginning, he starts off. Fine. Also, that makes sense. So the Rambam lists the things they did that were bad. Xeris, okay. They stole the money and the girls, yes. Timur Tyrus and the Hegel, yes. Nichnasula Hegel of Portsubur Pirtsis is just the Hegetim to how they got in. That's why Moshe Shapiro makes this horror. In other words, it is mentioned in Masechtas Midas that there were 13 Pirtsis and they were connected that they were sacking 13 Shtachavos. But Lechura, if somebody were to come and ask you, somebody had a big knave in the house, and you ask him, what happened? The answer would be, somebody came last night and stole money, equipment, whatever it is. How'd he get in? So you say, he climbed through this window, that window, made a hole here, made a hole there. Again, that's kind of irrelevant. It doesn't say what type of ramrods they used to get in. That doesn't those are pirtzes. I mean, the masonry work to fix the pirtzes isn't a terrible tragedy. The terrible tragedy, they went in, they were metami seshmanim. The parts of pirtzes seems on its own right to stand as a problem. And they're called pritzim. You know, pritzim v'timu, the v'chilu, they're called pritzim. They were metame with the fact that there were pirates into it. So what exactly is this nekuda of being pirates into it, that becomes one of the things they did wrong? To make Zeris, that they stole good, that there were metame stuff inside, and the Rambam doesn't even mention the metame shaman, just says they were metame things, but the fact that there were nichas aleichal and parts of pirtzes. The Goyen, very famous, the Goyen says over there that the pirtzes were in the sorig, which was actually what separated up to where the Goyim could go, and so on. There was sort of a little bit of a vengeance in that. That's what I'd like to. So I'd like to explain, I'd like to be oimer on a chazal. There's a medrash that says, the medrash Rabbah says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Mishkan, he said that, you know, the same Tmiya that Shlomo HaMelech said, Hein Shemayim, Shrei Shemayim, Lechal Kelucha. I don't get it. The whole world is not big enough to hold you. So, Afa Bayis Rabbanisi, how could the house that I built? And Moshe Rabbeinu added, if that's the Beis HaMikdash, which is so much bigger and so grand, a little Mishkan can't. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Loi kimoi sha'ata saiva, ni saiva. I Ella, esim keresh b'tzofin, esim keresh b'dorim, shmoyne b'mizrach, of Meirif, and v'loy oid, ella shatzantim shrinosi al-amalama. So he said, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, well, it's I have a different hashkaf on it. Make me a place that's 20 amma by 20 krushim by 20 krushim, and 8 krushim, and then I will come and bring my shechina to an amal amma. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied. So I don't get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, listen, you think that the whole universe is what's needed? I'm being mitzamtzim amal amma. Okay, that's the ployus, that's the paradox that we can't understand how could work with mitzamtzim mishchina in amal amma. What's the krushim? 20 on 20 with 8. I mean, he's not filling up the room of 20 on 20 by 8 krushim. So he's filling up an amalama. So that's the pella. So he's saying, hey, you're right, but I do it in amalama. So what does he want with the crushing? It's also interesting. There's a machlokes in Gemara Megillah when they built the. There's a shayla of kitcha l'shaitig shas lover in that, but if it wasn't, then you needed to have some sort of mechitza to start the kedusha with. The question was if kitcha shayla kitcha l'shaitig lost it lover, then those mechitzas were the tznius ba'alma. If not, it was part of the ikar adin. So the answer, I think, what Chazal are telling us are as follows. This world is a world of teva, and there is not possible for kedusha to be shown in this world. It's not possible. You need to be mavdil to cut off a piece of this world. So first thing you have to do is shut out the rest of the world, and once I'm mavdil it out of this world, it has properties of a different world. And now it's possible to do things that are not possible in this world. And it's able to be shayer shechina in it. Even amama. So the 20 and the 20 and the 8. So, and then some of the sfarim have the cheshbonos on it, what the 48 is. If 4 times keneged, there's cheshbonos, it's keneged 12 havayas, 4 letters of havaya, 12 times that, whatever. All those wonderful cheshbonos. The point that's important to us is that the tsura and the signon have to be havdalah, and then it's possible to create a new entity. Without that, it's not possible to create a new entity. You have it in let's say, sometimes in chemistry, if you put something in a cup, water dilutes it, and everything becomes homogeneous, and that's it. If you make a little, some container inside it, you can put different things in it, and it doesn't become diluted with the water. But anything that's in the water itself becomes dissolved and bottle. That's the metzias of it. So this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world of teva. Anything that's put into this world, it dissolves until everything's the lowest common denominator. That's the teva habriya. If you want to make something different, you have to first start by making mechitza, by being mavdil, and then you can create something else inside it. That Havdalah was the 20 or 20 and 8. And then B'meila there's Ashras HaShechinim because it's a different world of Klolim, Achal in it. The Yevanim, it's interesting. Of the four Malchias, some of them just were interested in capturing Eretz Yisrael and Yisrael. Some were interested in forcing them to be over Avodah Zarah. Some were interested, Bavel tried to get them to worship Avodah Zarah. Porus was interested in getting them to integrate into the Persian in Malchus and make them sort of part of that. Rome just wanted to be Shalit and make it one of the many provinces of Rome and so on. Or they tried heavy-handedly to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Yevon was the only one that seeped into Klal Yisrael. In other words, the idea that you'd have a ghetto without the outside seeping in is bottled. We had misyavdim. Helen was a culture, and it wanted to become absorbed in the whole world. So it didn't want to conquer the world as an outsider coming and taking something else. It didn't want to rule over it. A lot of it was to simply seep in and become part of something else. The idea that you could wall off your own little shtetl and make it unique, that was sort of the struggle. So the Pirtzis in the Chaima were actually part of what they did. Beis HaMikdash survives because the Beis HaMikdash is cut off. The first thing is that has mechitzas. So that's kivei makom. Once you have a makom that's not part of it, it could be a makom that's enim in a minyan. Once it's not part of this world, it could have nisim. The asur nisim beis hamikdash starts because it's its own entity. It's like you have in countries, you have like the embassy is its own a diplomatic entity. It's not really bound by the laws of the country. It's sort of its own metzias. If you don't have the wall that separates it from everything else. If it's not muvdal, then it doesn't have its own metzias, and it doesn't have any kedusha. So kedusha requires havdalah, and it requires the tchum of havdalah, and it's not going to work without that. Musig, as long as there was a bias by its definition is a certain mechitza. A person gets married, it doesn't become one family until you don't have the mechitzas of a bias. A bias in halacha, nesuin, it's either achnas l'shus or yichud. It's because if in a place where everybody exists together, then there is no, you can't be your own entity if you're just part of everything else. So it's only when you're able to make a mechitza, separate and make your own makam, that you can have your own metzias. And that's why a bias is critical. People, yichud, at least we think yichud becomes roi lebiya, but machnisa reshus is more ikr, and machnisa reshus means simply there's a reshus that's meshutif to both of us, and everyone else is excluded, legally excluded. It has nothing to do with, it's our makom, and that makes it into a unit. The metzias of ruchnias, where it's possible to have something more spiritual than the world, starts with a mechitza. It starts with some sort of cutting off. And that's why the bias becomes, Beis HaMikdash was a Beis HaMikdash, the Batei Midrashim are Chutzar Tzasolti Al Tanai, and Bemele, it doesn't have that status of a Beis HaMikdash. A bias of a Yid is the one unit that is walled in, halachically. It has to. That's its metzias. B'meila, the ha'ara of Hanukkah is specific to the home, to the Pesach Rabbis, the place that separates. It says there's one lashon in Medrashim that they mogeiza exer to take the doors off the houses. It's very not clear what it means. Different, a lot of different shatim, but it's certainly the way we're saying. It certainly is a metaphor for any type of partitioning and this, the division from the outside to the inside. I want to talk a little bit about us. Baruch Hashem, we're always Zeichet Miyasid Batim, and we transitioned from a yeshiva to community, and everyone in his own way and his own society and so on. And we're all pretty much, almost all of us, are Me'uriv with the world outside. Understanding the understanding that a house needs to have certain mechitzas. It's what comes into the house is not only, is this good or is not good. A house can be distinct and different. There's nothing wrong with, not only is nothing wrong, but it's right to say, I don't know, but it doesn't belong in the house. The house has in itself, the taina that so that's artificial, he'll see it on the street anyway, he'll get set. There's nothing, no. The house is distinct. Just like a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has Ashuras HaShechina because the Beis HaMikdash is cut off, because it has no metzias. A home, a Yiddish home, has a lot to give when it's not open to the street. I saw, this was a Chassidish Rebbe wrote it and got some flak for it, but this is going back pre-war Europe. He was attacking the Misnagdim, but he said their windows are wide open to the Chus HaRabim. And there was a point to it. In other words, a home needs to have a certain sense of this is it. Just like in Zman, Kedusha Shabbos is defined by Kiddush, by saying positive things, and it's defined by Havdalah, by saying this is not Shabbostik. It doesn't. You don't have to find an Issan Shulchan Aruch. Adab, it's better that it's not. We're not talking about something that's Asa. If it's Asa, it's Asa. But if you say, this is Shabbos, and by creating a bubble, you're giving a certain type of a chance for something to develop within a bubble. It's just like a yeshiva. Is a yeshiva an artificial environment? It certainly is. But you can never raise something in not an artificial environment. I'll give you a muscle. A baby has to learn how to survive in the world. But for 9 months, it has to go in a bubble. If you were to take it from when it's a second old and put it into the world, it would die immediately. A child becomes a child when it has a period of gestation, when it has a period of development, in a bubble. Then it can handle the world. That's true about a yeshiva and years afterwards. It's true about a home and the world outside. In the world outside, there's a lot of stuff that's not what you would want and so on. If you come from a certain place that has mechitzas, that has kedusha, then you can go out. And one more point. There's a lot of talk, which again, a lot of it is just kind of, an excuse that no, but it's important people outside should see what normal, we're like them, it'll be mashpia, we'll be Orla Goyim, and so on and so forth. That's a common, not so much by us, but it's a common refrain. The answer is, if you just like him, then what's being mashpia? Today Baruch Hashem everything's kosher, so kemat nothing, no difference. So what are you being mashpia? Yes, the guy likes you. You're normal. You're nice, like everybody else. If you're like everybody else, what are we look up to? The answer is to mashpia. Yes, you need to have the ability to touch somebody, but what else? You need to have something that's uniquely you. And that's why the Ha'orah of Chanukah is on the Pesach Rebayis. When there's a mezuzah on one side, and it's coming from the bayis outwards, there's Ha'orah. If there's no bayis, then there's no candle, there's no light, there's nothing. It's something to be explained on, Bez Hashem. And everyone is different. Everyone has his own circumstances. Everyone has his own bias. Everyone has his own circumstances outside and ways holding and so on. But understanding that being koveya tchum, that you're mavdil. This, past this point, I saw a beautiful vart once, just the hagash of it. Shishu Pinkus was an extraordinary Baal Regish. He came from a chassidish line, from the Slonimer Rebbe's Weinberg, his mother was a Weinberg, and he, and you can see in a lot of his writing, even though he kind of has a brisker facade, and he was sort of a frum brisker facade, his neshama was a chassidish rebbe. And he once said, how come we say tseishchum l'shalom by term halachim? It's not polite. Some people talk, have a nusach, bit tseishchum l'shalom, don't say tseishchum l'shalom. What the? So he writes, he says, you ever see a chasna, everybody's dancing on chasna kala, and you get to the yichud room, and then chasna kala turn around and say goodbye, and they close the door, and they shut everybody out. He said, Shabbos Kodesh is the yichud room of the Jewish family of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's beautiful malachim and malavos till the house, and we tell them, Baruchem l'shalom, Baruchem l'shalom, and then we tell them, Tzeischem l'shalom, because this is man of yichud. It's a beautiful. So this is talking about malachim. There are things way below malachim that we need to leave outside. and we'll let everybody figure out himself. There's nothing wrong, and a lot more than nothing wrong. Sports, it doesn't belong on Shabbos. It doesn't belong here. That's all. Creating those type of bubbles give a chance for kedusha to grow into it. And I think that's kind of where we take the Hanukkah with us. Understanding that the pirtzes in the Beis Hamikdash destroy the Beis Hamikdash. It's like having you try to preserve something in the water, and as it has holes in it, it'll just dissolve until everything is just one homogeneous entity. Having those mechitzes is what makes Beis Hamikdash Beis Hamikdash. The Yevanim, the pirtzes, the seeping in, they're not allowing for something to be separate and different and distinct. It was a destroyed Klal Yisrael. A home, more than any other institution that we have, is a place for that type of mechitza, for that type of esrim al esrim al shmoina, that allows for the amal amal of kedusha. And Bez Hashem, the kedusha that we fast in our homes will light out and enlighten everybody else around us, Bez Hashem. Amen.